Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump is uniquely angry lately. His entire political career has been defined by him screaming at reporters. It's not that that's new. But we've all seen this pattern where he'll be standing on the White House front lawn and he'll be screaming at female reporters, oftentimes black female reporters. He's got a type that he likes to scream at. And he'll say, "You're a dumb, stupid person." He called a New York Times reporter. This guy was a white dude. He called him a treasonous. He said, "You're treasonous," because the guy asked a question about Iran. Trump's anger level has been increasing, coinciding with this war failing, coinciding with the economy spiraling. And yes, as people in chat point out, he's not nearly as angry as the average American, because the average American is currently struggling, has to make choices if they want to, you know, drive to work or eat breakfast, and they choose driving to work. People are really, really struggling out there. And Donald Trump is out there saying he doesn't care. He quite literally doesn't care. So all of these things tie together to paint a picture of a declining president who is increasingly angry, who is staying up all night sending hundreds of Truth Social posts, and then sleeping during his cabinet meetings, which he made fun of Joe Biden for, all while adding this massive, massive amount of debt to our country. We can talk about the $1.2 trillion Golden Dome that he's proposing, the $1 billion ask for security in the ballroom. We can talk about gas prices. We can talk about health insurance and all of this. But first, today I'm joined by Mad Dog Mike Nellis. I know they call you that on News.
They do call me that at Newsmax, yeah. Yes.
Mad Dog Mike Nellis, who spent his morning beating little kids in their own game.
No. My son beat them.
Your son beat little kids in flag football. And yeah. you were coaching him through. I'm just messing with you. But no, this is going to be a great episode, everybody. Make sure you subscribe to both Mike Nellis below. Subscribe to Adam Mockler below. I almost said Mad Dog again.
It's honestly, when I heard it, I was like, I hate how much I like
it's
it.
It's a pretty good name.
I hated that I liked it, and it came from Newsmax.
So Mike, take it off for us.
Yeah, I mean, before we get started, folks, do us a favor, smash the heart buttons, tell us where you're watching it from. Like, we appreciate you guys so much. And Adam, really, I think where we should start is, I'm actually just going to pull up this article, because you brought this to my attention today, and I think it's important that we cover this. But the Daily Beast has a story up this morning that the White House reveals there's a secret hospital that they want to build for Donald Trump. And I think for you and for me, I've been trying to figure out why the White House is working so hard to spend $1 billion of your taxpayer dollars to build this stupid ballroom. They're acting like it's a national security crisis, and it's become the only thing that the MAGA movement can even talk about, it feels like. They're not talking about the economy. They certainly don't want to talk about the war, but they want to talk about this ballroom. And we might have the answer here. And so I'm going to just read like the opening of this article, which is, quote, "The White House has unleashed a frantic new push to move ahead with construction on President Trump's ballroom, which they now say is also needed to give the aging president, quote, a state-of-the-art hospital and medical facility. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche delivered the latest startling revelation in a court filing Thursday that sounded as if it had been pulled straight from one of the 79-year-old president's Truth Social tirades. It hailed the plan for a $400 million ballroom, which, by the way, is now a $1 billion ballroom, which was supposed to be funded by private donations that they accepted. We have no idea where they are. Now it's going to be $1 billion in taxpayer dollars. That is, quote, a gift to the people of the United States. But in reality, the National Trust for Historical Preservation, who has sued on the construction of this project in December after it was demolished in the White House, a federal judge has blocked that construction. And one of the things that they are arguing for, I'm not going to read the whole article, but one of the things that they're arguing for is that they needed to build Trump a new hospital. And that's not something that they've been talking about before. So it's a new revelation that the president of the United States, who, in my view, very clearly has dementia, has makeup covered all over his hands, is trying to build himself a ballroom. And that, to me, is scary as hell. Like, do they need this because he can't keep secretly going to Walter Reed at the beginning of every month? Because that's another thing that keeps happening that we don't have answers for. I'll hand it back to you, buddy.
He's been going to Walter Reed more and more, and then Caroline Leavitt will lie about what he's actually doing there. Zoom out for one moment. Donald Trump has been attacking Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve over, really, interest rates. He wants him to lower interest rates. But in doing so, he's been attacking him for being over budget on something that Jerome Powell was working on, which is renovations to the Federal Reserve building. This was a huge moment for Trump trying to expose Jerome Powell. It went nowhere. None of it went anywhere whatsoever. But Trump's accusation is that he was over budget. And now Trump is bringing this ballroom to the American people, or to himself, really. He's trying to propose it. And the proposition was, The lie that he told was that this would be funded by other companies, not by taxpayer dollars, by private corporations. What do you know? Now taxpayer dollars are going into this ballroom and they're saying that it's for the security of the ballroom. But that's just a workaround to try to link it to this recent attempt to the assassination attempt, if you want to call it that, when the guy ran in and then immediately got taken down. But the hospital of it all, Donald Trump is very clearly losing his mind.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, his entire political career has been defined by combative interactions with the press. But I don't think it's, you know, misplaced to say that his interactions used to be a bit more at least controlled. It used to be like him trying to make a game out of being the reality TV guy. Like there's this one time when they shut down the government over the border where he pulls Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence into this room and they start doing this press briefing. And it was just absurd to watch. But Trump was at least being like intentional there, trying to make a show, even if it was really dumb, you know, authoritarian. Nowadays, he's losing control. He's losing any impulse control whatsoever. And it's very clear that our president just can't stop himself from saying this stuff. Less than a week ago, and we should be talking about this more and more, less than a week ago, Donald Trump said on the White House front lawn, he's not even thinking about the financial situation. It's almost insane to me how quickly the news cycle moves on, because if any other president, Biden, Obama, anybody had said something like that, it would be played on repeat over and over and over. There was like a 3-second clip of Biden misspeaking one time, and I was still seeing it on my feed 6 months later due to these MAGA freaks.
Right.
So I've been making an intentional effort on my show to continue playing that clip. I even get emails like, Adam, you're too repetitious. You need to stop playing the same thing over and over. But politics are inherently repetitious. We need to be ingraining in the American people that Donald Trump doesn't care. He doesn't care about your finances. His cognitive decline is too deep to care about anything but his own pocket. In fact, the people around Donald Trump are intentionally enacting policies that harm working Americans more than helping them. The people around Donald Trump are, you know, resuming these same old neocon policies that have created so much wealth inequality by spiking inflation from 2.9% up to 3.8%. We've seen unemployment get spiked from 4% to 4.8%. We have seen gas prices go up to $4.50, which is post-pandemic levels, all while stripping away health insurance from tens of millions of Americans, all while increasing the year-over-year deficit, which they promised to decrease. So the point that I'm trying to make is the economy effing sucks. Donald Trump is cognitively declining. And what they're doing is spending our taxpayer dollars to fix our cognitively declining president's cover-up by creating a new hospital under the ballroom. It's sickening as hell.
Yeah, well, look, there used to be a method to Donald Trump's madness that drove the rest of us insane, and we all kind of hated it, but it was intentional, right? And I think you see that, like, even go back to the 2024 presidential debate with Joe Biden. One of the scariest moments for me in that debate, and that was a scary debate across the board because Biden's performance was so bad, but the way that Trump conducted himself, where he actually pulled back on his attacks of Biden and kind of let Biden destroy himself in that debate made me go, I mean, he has that speed, right? Like, that was something tactful politician would do when your opponent is drowning, give him an anchor. I think it's James Carville.
He did exactly that
for most of it. And then by the end, they were arguing about their golf swings. Which was really stupid. But like, and for both of them, by the way, I couldn't believe that they were arguing about golf in the middle of that debate. But like,
nowadays.
But like, I want to make this point here too, because with the method gone, now all the people around him are scrambling all the time to explain what he's saying or not saying. And I want to highlight J.D. Vance for a second, because I truly believe we are potentially approaching a day where J.D. Vance may be president of the United States. And I believe that's actually a more dangerous America than the one we have now with a dementia-riddled prick in the Oval Office. But J.D. Vance was asked about Donald Trump saying that he doesn't care about Americans' financial concerns given the war. And he literally was like, Donald Trump didn't say that. Like, Donald Trump didn't say that. They played the clip for him and he was like, it's not what he's saying. You don't understand. And then they played the clip for Donald Trump on Fox News yesterday. And Donald Trump was like, perfect statement. I'd say it again. It was amazing. And I'm just like, again, these people are trying to explain away Donald Trump's craziness. And the media does it too. Trump is graded on such a curve because he's a reality TV show star, because he plays the game with them, because he manipulates the shit out of them. But if Joe Biden did a fraction of the things that Donald Trump did in a given week, like falling asleep, or imagine if Joe Biden stayed up late at night posting on his own personal social media 57 times in the span of 3 hours about like Barack Obama and other crazy stuff like that, conspiracy theories. Imagine what the media's reaction would have been. It would have been appropriately something is wrong with the president. Now it's just a blip on the radar. The average American doesn't even know that he did that. So it's scary. And now they're building him a hospital inside this ballroom. presumably to give him whatever the hell he needs to stay somewhat sane. It's just not, it's not a great circumstance. It's not a great situation.
The funniest part about it all to me, and not even funny, the scariest part of it all is you can draw a direct line between an increase in Donald Trump's True Social posting versus him falling asleep in the Oval Office the next yes. day. He'll be sitting in the Oval Office and he does the good old like me in detention in high school where he's like, and you like jolt awake and act like, no, yeah, I wasn't even asleep. Yeah, yeah. You're like, at this point, he might as well just like draw eyes on his lid so it looks like he has his eyes open in the Oval Office.
Can I say, if I was in the room for one of these, the temptation I would have to take a very large book and drop it on the Resolute desk
yeah.
so high to just scare the shit out of him.
Exactly.
Pretty sure the Secret Service would kill me though.
Like
they'd call that the fourth assassination attempt.
Yeah, that's like my worst high school teachers used to do that. They'd like slam a book on the desk and you're like, let me sleep, Miss Pam, or whatever the hell. I don't know. But going back to Trump, you can draw this direct line. He'll be posting these deranged posts, as you said. Then during important Oval Office meetings, somewhat important meetings, he'll be sitting there dozing off. Yeah. So we have a president who has gotten us into this war. He's checkmated by Iran right now. And listen, I think the Iranian regime is despicable. They are repressive. They are awful. But they have somehow effectively checkmated what's supposed to be the strongest military in the world, the United States military, supposedly. And it's because they're waging asymmetric warfare. So there's a CIA report that that Iran can withstand our blockade for 4 to 5 more months. And most economists say the United States cannot withstand the blockade for 4 to 5 more months. The world will not be able to withstand the blockade for 4 to 5 more months. So they have us checkmated in that aspect. Number two, if Donald Trump does want to launch any more strikes to like prove a point or commit war crimes, whatever he's been posturing towards, it's pretty despicable. Iran just has, they have a lot of missiles left. They just have to launch them and destroy a bunch of infrastructure in the Middle East, basically destroy the global economy, and then we have $10 gas prices. So Trump is checkmated in multiple regards. And what is he doing? Is he sharp? Is he working with people around him? No. You made a really, really brilliant point a second ago about the fact that this leads the people around him to be constantly scrambling. You can see it all the time. J.D. Vance was a great example, but even Mike Johnson, guess what he said? He's like, well, I haven't seen the clip. I just don't know if that clip was very
good. Yeah, Susan Collins did the same thing this week. Like, I hate
that. Susan Collins, everybody. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is living under a rock like he's Patrick Starr from SpongeBob. Does your son watch SpongeBob? You know how Patrick Starr lives under a rock?
No, he skipped right over. I mean, I've seen SpongeBob, but we skipped right over that. We're a Bluey household.
Okay, Bluey's fine. I'll accept
Bluey's
that.
Fine. Bluey's the best thing that they've ever made over there. Like, come on.
But Mike Johnson is literally like Patrick Starr, living under a rock. He hasn't seen anything. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen this. There could be like a literal nuke that drops somewhere. Mike Johnson would be like, I'll have to be updated about that. I really haven't heard about it. It's like, dude, what in the absolute hell?
Can I make this point, though, because I said this earlier, is that the media sane-washes Trump, and this is one of the ways that they do it. They get in the face of a member of Congress, member says, I've never seen it, there's no follow-up to that, and they don't show it to them. Like, what needs to happen is, you should be standing there with an iPad, and you should play the clip for the member of Congress and go, here it is, can you react immediately to that? Like, this is the insidious way that it works. They cover up for this man, and the average American who thinks about politics 4 seconds a week never hears any of this. It's totally fucked up.
Yep, like, if he says it was out of context, be like, okay, here is the entire interaction. I want you to tell me what the context is. But these politicians know they would be cooked. Mike Johnson had seen it. He'd seen the clip, by the way. He's seen all this stuff. Yeah, of course. He's just lying to the American people because Donald Trump is putting them all in rather precarious positions. J.D. Vance is so closely tied to this administration that, I don't know, I've been thinking that him and Marco Rubio are probably going to be battling it out. I don't know if Marco is actually going to run against him, but I could definitely see a reality where as Trump withholds his endorsement, Marco Rubio kind of goes for the weakness in J.D. Vance's entire aura and tries to become the Republican nominee and the heir of MAGA, so to speak. But at this current moment, we have a declining president. And let me actually continue a little bit of this article that you were reading because I thought it was interesting as hell.
Yeah. Can I just say for Rubio and for Vance, the two of them are absolute lightweights. They're absolute lightweights. And they're like Ron DeSantis, which is like everybody in the DC establishment was obsessed with Ron DeSantis. They were like, he's going to be the next Republican president. Oh, my God. But if you watch this guy speak, absolute lightweight. And when you see J.D. Vance, he's a lightweight. You compare him to Trump, even prime Trump, even Trump now, Trump is not a lightweight anymore. He was not a lightweight before. He was just a joke. But there's no oxygen for either of those two. It's going to be somebody else who rises from that fire. I just don't. If they nominate either of the two of them, I think they get wiped out by most of the Democratic Party's candidates, not all of them. I think we could nominate some ones that would be awfully bad.
Yep. So just to loop back, one final note before Mike and I end this one. And by the way, make sure you subscribe to both of us on Substack and on YouTube. Mike is a brilliant debater, constantly pumping out content on YouTube and Substack. We're both just trying to push forward for a better country. But going back to this, Something that I worry about a lot is the national debt or the year-over-year deficit, and the fact that the debt is ballooning to such an extent that we pay $1 trillion a year just to service it, just on the interest of our debt, right? That's going to continue to compound and accumulate. And our general, I mean, people like you and I are going to have to be dealing with this for a while. The people watching are going to be dealing with this. This debt is awful. And what are we doing? Well, this article that we read earlier says, here's a surprise. The military top secret ballroom will feature special underground medical facilities for our aging president, said Attorney General Todd Blanche, acting Attorney General, rather. The project, which includes a state-of-the-art hospital, medical facilities, top-secret military installations, bomb shelters, structures and equipment, protective partitioning, and other features, is fully designed to protect the president. Trump's ballroom pitch has shifted dramatically since he first announced it as a privately funded endeavor last July, building it as a much-needed entertainment venue to host visiting guests and diplomats. So, dude, he's basically scammed everybody with this ballroom's process. At first, he said, we're going to have it all privately funded. You know what he did? He started suing these media companies and colleges, trying to extort money out of them so they would fund his ballroom and his library. Sickening. And then the scope and the scale of this expanded. It's kind of like, you know, mission creep in its own way. The mission of this ballroom begins to creep and expand. And now we're spending more and more money on the ballroom. In the same way, the Iran war was a scam. We're spending more and more money on this 75, 80 days in after they said it would be 4 to 6 weeks. Just like Trump's entire presidency has been a scam. The ballroom is just a perfect microcosm of Donald Trump's lack of focus lately. Man, they say Gen Zers don't have a lot of focus or Gen Zers are ADHD, but our president can't even focus on one issue for one given time without bouncing around from project to project and wasting our taxpayer dollars and ballooning our deficit year over year. So that's where I'd leave it. Mike, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, did you see him say that James Tallarico has six genders? Did you see that clip this week?
Yeah, and he kept saying vegan. He never...
Yes, vegan, yeah.
He never actually heard the word vegan, only read it, I believe.
Right, 100%. Well, I think that somebody told him that James Tallarico identifies as cisgender, and then he heard six genders. Like, oh, that's how crazy he is. Like, it's just, he's not well, and he is deaf. Like, I think people, we forget, like, he's trying to pretend like he's a young man, but he's an old guy. Probably too stubborn to wear a hearing aid.
Like when they said the photo was doctored and then he walked out and he was like, it was a doctor. Yeah.
That was, I mean, it's just so stupid. But I want to make one final point here, because what drives me nuts about the Republicans is when they are not in power, they lecture us about the debt and the deficit. And they say that Democrats just want to spend all your hard earned money. And they're the ones who are racking this shit up every single time. The war in Iraq, the war in Iran, all of this corruption. I don't know if you saw this week, but Donald Trump is apparently settling with the DOJ, his lawsuit, to get them to pay his legal bills. And they're creating a $1.8 million slush fund, which they're calling something like
billion. I thought it was billion.
Yeah. I meant to say billion. A $1.8 billion slush fund called the Patriots Fund, I think is what it's called, to pay back people who have been prosecuted by the Biden DOJ. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to make every January 6th insurrectionist a millionaire. They're going to pay them out and make them a millionaire for doing nothing except for trying to overturn a peaceful election. We got money for that. We got money for the ballroom. We got money for every stupid thing that Donald Trump wants to do. But God forbid we make sure people don't go bankrupt when they get sick. It just it boggles the mind. And I think Democrats, when we win in this midterm election, when we win in 2028, we need to go back and get this money. And then we need to tell the Republicans to go fuck themselves every time they yell at us about being communists, because these people are the biggest communists on the planet. All right. Now, they might be like capitalist communists. They're basically like the Chinese government. That's why Trump had such a fun time this week over there. So it's just, I mean, it's crazy.
Both Trump and the communists that they hate want to strip away the very individual liberty that
yes.
we love in this country.
Yes.
And individualism, I think, is the beauty that allows all of us to pursue our own interests in a harmonious way. And at the end of the day, hopefully be happier than other countries that are fascistic or have a different model. Now, of course, yeah. there are still problems in America with wealth inequality and other things, but we are going to continue to fight every single day to build forward, build a better America, building teams around us that can help us fight back in this new digital ecosystem. It's interesting. It used to be canvassing and door knocking. This was paramount above all, and it's still very important. But now it's a digital ecosystem, clipping, pushing different narratives online and making sure we fight back against these lies that are constantly being spewed from Elon Musk, Caroline Levitt, Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, their whole gang of MAGA goons. So we are pushing back against that every day. If you want to support us in this venture, you can subscribe below, become a free or a paid subscriber. Love you all. Mike, we'll see everyone on Wednesday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.